You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guest for the morning interview. That is our municipal administrator, John Leach. John, thanks for being here this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here because I feel like there's so much for us to learn about, and this time of year in particular, because we're into the tourism season. So there's a lot going on for a lot of listeners. And probably a lot of questions for people. So this is great. We've got a lot to cover. Let's jump right in. Let's start with something called the Tourism Best Management Practices, or it's referred to as TBMP.
Sure.
So what exactly is that?
Tourism Best Management Practices, as you said, TBMP. It's best way I can explain it is it's a voluntary participation of local businesses and stakeholders in tourism, and it's a way that they self-regulate to make sure that they operate in a manner that balances what the community wants with a good visitor experience, right? Because we want people to enjoy their time here, but we also want our residents to enjoy living here. And having that business community and those stakeholders involved in working through that is a win for everybody.
And this is actually not a city program, or the city is not necessarily involved in this. This is actually businesses choosing to join on their own, and then it looks like them receiving information from the public and making decisions about how to respond to that information.
That's mostly correct. Yeah. I'm learning a lot about this myself too. And I think the city is a stakeholder, but I agree. It's not necessarily a city program. It's not a quote unquote complaint line. It's a way to, like I said, listen to the community and balance what they want with a good visitor experience. So there may be issues like there's a lot of jaywalking going on, or we've got issues with parking related to some tourism activities going on. And when the feedback comes into that location, they may say, hey, city, there's some issues that we need to work on together. Here are some things we could do, and here's how you could help us to get this resolved.
Okay, great. So you mentioned complaint line, mm-hmm. which it is not a complaint line, but this TBMP is hosting kind of a feedback phone number and mm-hmm. email address. So the way this will work for listeners out there is they would either call or email this phone number or this email address and give their input. Can you tell us where people would call and then, what that looks like, I guess?
Yeah, everybody's getting an advanced preview here. Chris at sicka.company stepped in to do this before it was kicked off by the city, knowing how important it was. So in discussions yesterday, we found out this goes live next week.
Okay.
But we're still ready to share that phone number, and that phone number is 855-532-4899. Or if they want to email the TBMP, it is comment@tbmpsitka.com.
Okay, and so it's as simple as someone in the community noticing an issue that they want to be addressed or mm-hmm. want, people to know about, and so they can call and leave a message there, or they can send an email, and then the TBMP will discuss how to best work towards mm-hmm. solving this issue, which may involve reaching out to the city and saying, oh, this is kind of a city issue. Can you help us with this?
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay, great. Yeah. And you said live next week, so that's like after Memorial Day weekend?
I would say after Memorial Day. Right.
Okay, great. And this is a trial run. This is the first time this is happening, so it'll probably be a work in progress.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of a work in progress, Lincoln Street. talk to us a little bit about what's going on with Lincoln Street this year.
Well, people probably noticed some changes on Lincoln Street this year. It was open at the kickoff of our travel season, and we did that in response to some changes we've seen over the past few years. Right, we've worked really hard with our local stakeholders to make sure that not all the travelers are coming in at the exact same time, and we're dumping off 8,000 to 10,000 people in the center of town. So working through things like staggered arrivals, modifying traffic routes. It's really kind of cleared up the congestion at certain times. And we also hear from the community that they really want Lincoln Street back. You know, some, it's a pretty divided topic, but mm-hmm. we hear from some that want it, others that, that you know, want it closed. But we as a city have to focus on the public safety aspect of it. And given these changes we've had over the past 2 years, I thought it was a great opportunity to say, let's see how well these changes worked and see what the congestion looks like now. And it seems to be going fairly smoothly. You know, people have their close parking spaces back now. and the street seems to, you know, the sidewalks get congested, but the street seems to be okay, other than, you know, the few people that still want to stand in the middle of the street and take a picture of the church. But right. I don't think we're ever going to get around that one.
Right. And so you're looking, the city is using this month to look at things like if there are any public safety concerns, if there are any traffic violations or interactions between cars right. and people. And mm-hmm. and then May 29th is the next time the assembly will meet. And you, as the city, will come to the assembly with sort of the statistics? Will mm-hmm. you have some numbers or what will that
look
like?
Yeah, I think they're probably going to be more qualitative type statistics. Obviously, we don't want to have any pedestrian interactions with vehicles, but that's a pretty telling statistic right there. So we'll make a report on what we've learned. And if the community wants to come out to that May 29th assembly meeting, we'd love to hear their thoughts on whether or not the street should be open or closed. I mean, I said again, I'm going to be speaking from a public safety mm-hmm. aspect of it, but there might be other concerns from community members that we would want to hear from.
Great. So this is an opportunity mm-hmm. for listeners to come to the assembly meeting, which is May 29th.
That's this, correct.
This month, it's a slightly different day. Is
yep.
that right?
It got moved because the election's on the 28th, so we moved it to the 29th.
That's right. Okay, and I'm glad you mentioned the elections. That's not really part of this tourism conversation, but we should remind listeners that that voting is on May 28th.
That is yeah. correct.
So lots for listeners to do. Come out and vote, and then come out to the assembly meeting if you'd like to have some input about Lincoln Street or any sort of public safety interactions that involves things like other street closures, restrooms, jaywalking, things like that. So come to the assembly meeting for that. The item on the agenda is the Lincoln Street closure, but it's sort of encompassing a bunch of those issues, which I want to move right into the next issue, which does mm-hmm. have to do with crossing guards and pedestrians. Tell us, you were looking to hire some crossing guards and help to deal with the issue of jaywalking and pedestrians. Tell us what's happened.
Yeah. We're still looking for folks. Okay. That's the quick way to put it. They're not necessarily crossing guards, as you would okay. think, you know, holding up a stop sign, wearing a vest and walking through the street and helping folks cross the street. Believe it or not, that comes with some necessary certifications, and DOT gets a little concerned if we take that over. But if anybody has seen in Ketchikan, what we call a crossing guard is a person that's going to put on something visible, probably a bright vest, and have, I don't know, maybe a whistle. And if you see folks trying to, you know, run out into the street in an unsafe manner, you know, direct them to where the crosswalks are and they can cross safely. But it's a pretty competitive wage right now. If you want to head on over to the city's website at cityofsitka.com and click on the jobs button, you will see a way that you can apply for that temporary position. So we're looking for some seasonal workers to help out with that.
Excellent.
As I said, pretty competitive.
Tell us, what is the hourly?
Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure it's posted at, I think it's posted at $28 an hour right now.
Yeah. Okay. So anyone who's still looking for maybe a summer job, check out cityofsitka.com mm-hmm. and that will potentially help with some of the crosswalk issues and jaywalking. let's just briefly touch on restrooms. We just have yeah. a few moments left.
No problem. Restrooms, we hear a lot about that one. We've had the restrooms available on Lincoln Street before, but that was when the street was closed. Now it's kind of awkward if we close another street to put a restroom there, but Max Sudoff has always been a great location. But again, as with any closure, we have a few folks that are not pleased with that. So That's another thing we'll talk about at the May 29th assembly meeting. So if some decisions are made on the Lincoln Street closure, if it stays open, there might be an opportunity to close another small section for a restroom. Or if it's closed for the remainder of the season on tourist days, then it would make the restroom decision a little bit easier. But we'll be talking about that one again.
And these are the portable restrooms, not the ones that were up year-round. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So come out to the May Assembly 29th meeting if you want to chat, give your input about the potential Maksudov Street closure and also Lincoln Street. Lots to chat with your assembly members about. And thank you, John, for coming in this morning and sharing some information it's important for listeners to have.
I appreciate it, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.